The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I'm very annoying, Teak, but sometimes my geekiness wins out. And we sat here and I projected the rotation for the Subway Series.
You were right. You nailed it, too.
I turned out to be right because Max Fried will come back and pitch Sunday night against the Mets, and Clark Schmidt will come back and pitch Saturday night against the Mets as well. So it's going to be Schmidt on Saturday, Fried on Sunday, Carlos Rodon on Friday for the Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees.
And what's the matchup, Evan?
So for the Mets, it's going to be Tyler McGill pitching on Friday.
Yep.
It is going to be, hold on, let me pull up my Rico Bronya page on my my tablet, because I have it all written down, bro.
I feel like Peterson was against
Peterson is against Fried on Sunday night. That's the game, yeah, we're going to go to. We're going to go to a few games. And then Saturday is Griffin Canning against Clark Schmidt. So there's your Met-Yankee pitching matchups as of right now.
Just to reiterate, while he's had a great year, Juan Soto's first at-bat returning to Yankee Stadium will be versus Carlos Rodon. Just want to put that out there.
And Soto's hit lefties. So what does that make you think?
I think Tommy's going to have a very fun night exiting from Madison Square Garden.
Well, Madison Square Garden, you swerved me right there. Now, if you had to predict, and we'll have fun with this on Friday, but we sit here on Wednesday. Don't you think Soto's taking Rodon deep to start it off on Friday night?
Intentionally walk him.
Intentionally walk him.
I like that.
Right. I think they're going to
walk him, and before you do that, stand up, turn around, and don't boo him. Just do nothing. It's just Juan Soto. He was a rental for a year. He's not your property anymore. Don't care about him.
All right. Good luck with that.
And no need to buy those shirts outside that say bleep Juan Soto either. Don't give in.
Exactly.
Well, that's the contradiction you guys are having with yourself. I understand saying, hey, ignore him, but they are selling bleep Juan Soto shirts outside of Yankee Stadium.
Okay, but why would you wear that? I'm being honest.
Like, I don't know.
If you're a Yankee fan, what would make you wear that? Just because he came here, took you to help you get to a World Series and then left to take the most money in Major League Baseball history?
I got to be honest.
That makes you want to say, yeah, F you, dude. I mean, come on. You all would do the same exact thing.
I agree.
Given the choice. Whatever job you have right now, someone offers to pay you 100 times more, or let's say whatever he was making, let's say 50 times more. You're going to take it.
I'm leaving you guys for Dubuque, Iowa in a second.
Exactly right. So chill out.
I am thinking, is there an athlete who played for my team, who left, where I would actually put that shirt on? Mm. An F bleep bleep shirt. Actually, why am I bleeping out the guy's name? Blank blank is really the question. And the only one I could come up with is John Tavares. That's really it. And the difference with JT versus Soto is that he didn't take more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he went back after lying to us and basically BSing the Islander organization for a few years.
And that's
I think it's different. I don't think Juan Soto ever lied. I mean, Juan Soto was brutally honest the day he got here.
And he was basically brutally honest the day the season ended.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, it's this great run. You know, why don't you lose the World Series? But did the Yankees have a better? We'll talk about that. He gave no indication that he was staying at all.
Absolutely. You're right. And we do have mini breaking news around Juan Soto. And that is the fact that tonight the Mets are scheduled to play the Pittsburgh Pirates. I know it's very rainy back in New York. Juan Soto, for the first time this season, is not in the New York Mets starting lineup.
Mm.
So what I would ask you, Sean, is when Mendy speaks, let's make sure it is just an off day.
Yeah.
A little preparation for the Subway Series and not some kind of injury that we are not aware of.
I'm going conspiracy theory hat on, Evan. Okay? Juan Soto, who knows what he has going on, but this is a setup to have him avoid playing right field in DH all weekend so he doesn't have to deal with Yankee fans out in right field.
Mm.
So you're saying he's not going to play the Subway Series either?
No. He's not going to play the field in the Subway Series.
They've created, I'm putting in quotes, an injury here, he needs to rest, but you know what? It'll be good to swing the bat. Avoid putting him out in right field, getting heckled for 3 days at Yankee Stadium. Set this up for him to DH for 3 days.
That's an interesting conspiracy. It makes sense. I mean, it really does.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Why would it make sense? He's afraid of Yankee fans?
No, not at all. But why subject him to heckling for, not, you know, whatever, 27 innings? It's just all.
Because Met players have even said this over the last few days, because now the media has been asking questions to the Mets and the Yankees about the Subway Series, now that we're a few days away. And multiple Mets, David Peterson, I saw say it the other day as well, believes that all that heckling is just going to motivate them. So there is a consensus in the Met room that this kind of stuff is only going to benefit him and maybe open up the hot streak, the real hot streak that we haven't seen from Juan Soto. Oh, here's all I know.
Oh, he's Jalen Brunson now, you're saying.
Yeah, he's going to be motivated by the you're a flopper chant.
Exactly.
All I know, all I want to know, because now I'm getting nervous. I'm in a very nervous mood now. Tell me Juan Soto isn't hurt. That's all I need to hear. So
I think we would know if he was hurt, wouldn't we?
I don't know. He's not in the lineup.
Maybe he's
going to be asked.
Maybe he wanted to go to Boston tonight.
If he wants, he could sit with us. Maybe he could buy some of the tickets. But when Mendy speaks, just give the Met fan peace of mind that Juan Soto is getting his first off day of the season. Because keep this in mind about Soto. He has not DH'd yet this season, if memory serves correct. If he has, it's maybe only been once. He's mostly played the field, off the top of my head. He has not sat yet this season. He is a player who basically plays every single day. I'd find it curious before an off day that he would just get an off day. You know what I mean? So I'm a little tense. So just give me the update. As soon as you get it, no bleeping around.
No bleeping around. This is my promise to Evan today. You got to deal with all the Knicks-Celtics stuff. You're not a fan up there. Here's my promise to you. Mute the Mets chat. Turn your phone upside down. I am all over the Twitter machine. The moment I have Mendy speaking, you'll hear that glass break, and I don't care what the answer is. You're getting it.
Yeah, Sean, please do. Number one, we owe it to the audience, obviously. As soon as we know something, we got to let them know. And there's something else here, too. Evan has a 4 o'clock, you guys don't know this, a 4 o'clock deadline to buy us tickets for this game. I can't have his brain space on the health of Juan Soto. Otherwise, 7 o'clock's going to come around. We're not going to have tickets because he forgot.
Yeah, that is true. I have not bought tickets quite yet. It is now 3:38 here in Boston. What's the time in New York? In Boston, it's 3:38. What is it in New York?
It's the same.
3:38. I'm screwing around. I still haven't bought tickets, but I promise I will very soon. Okay, Tommy, you calm down over there. You're very nervous.
Listen, we gave a 4 o'clock deadline. You have 22 minutes to purchase these tickets. You want to push
that
deadline.
And then what happens? What happens if I don't purchase the tickets? What are you going to do? Leave? What are you
going to
do?
Are we going to a bar? What, are we going to sit in the street and watch it on our phones? We're going in the arena, but we need you to buy the tickets.
All right, don't worry. I will let you know when I do that. Let's go to Gene, who's calling from New York. How you doing today, Gene?
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello, Gene.
What's up, Gene? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what's up? Yes,
All right, man. So, I have a memory of when I was at an event, Tiki, that I did balloons for. There was a young woman that was too bashful or too shy to come up to you to say hello. So I grabbed one of the balloons that I supplied.
Okay.
I brought the young lady, and you signed it, which was fantastic and beautiful. You made her day. So, Evan, I've got a trade for you for those tickets for the Subway Series.
Here we go.
I will do your kid's next birthday with balloons and blow it out for those tickets.
That is very sweet of you. I cannot use the tickets other than for other tickets. Those are my legal requirements. But right. It is a very nice offer. Thank you very much, Gene. Very much appreciate that.
That's funny. Now you're going to get crazy offers. Like,
I know. I made a mistake saying anything. I should have waited till Friday and made it clear it is a ticket offer, okay?
Offer only.
That's it. Let's go to Orlando in Boston right now. So let's talk to a local who's probably a few blocks away from us.
What up, Orlando?
How are you, Orlando?
I just want to get a New York perspective on things, right?
Yeah.
And the more I listen to your fans, the more I say, man, your fans are delusional. I'll tell you why. First of all, Brunson, I heard people say he's one of the greatest Knicks ever. How? Are you disrespecting like a group of players by even saying that? How? Second, you say the Celtics now got to rebuild. How we got to rebuild? I told the Celtics team they got now to compete with the team you have now. So if we have to rebuild, I think you guys got a rebuild too.
Well,
not only that.
I mean, Orlando, yes. It is 3-1.
The Knicks are going to come to Boston tonight and close it out. You're delusional. It's not happening. If you're going to close out that series, it's going to have to be in New York.
Okay.
You don't win in New York.
I mean, we did.
I love Orlando personally.
I do too.
Yeah, no, Orlando just pumped me up. Right, he got me excited.
We're just losing his audio, though.
where I do need to correct him on something. Mm. We're not telling the Celtics to rebuild. Before Tatum even got hurt, there was a report from Sharm Sharnia, who's clued in on everything, that the ownership group in Boston doesn't want to pay $500 million for their roster. And because of the luxury tax and the repeater tax, that's where they're at.
Right.
Not
we're
to not, bore you with it.
We're not saying this. This is what's coming from Boston.
Correct. And by the way, if that was coming from New York, and that may be the case in a few years when Mikal Bridges has a new contract and Jalen's got a new contract and we're hearing that Dolan doesn't want to pay the bill anymore, there's going to be a lot of discussions around here with people saying, hey, Dolan, pay the bill. There will be fans upset that a billionaire owner doesn't want to pay the bill. So that's based on that. That's where that's coming from. It's not that the Celtics need to rebuild, because if money was no object and you're asking me, I wouldn't rebuild. I got Jaylen Brown. I got Jason Tatum at 27 years old, coming back at 28 years old, and I think he's going to be great, even off a torn Achilles. So don't argue with us. Argue with your owner.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like ownership, especially in a year with Tatum out, where they don't want to tap that kind of bill on a year in which they don't think they're going to win. So let's get that out of the way.
Right. All right,
now let's get to the second point. Mm-hmm. I hope you're right about the Celtics.
Here we go.
Here comes Hater Evan.
Took an hour and a half.
I know.
But you know why I don't think Orlando's going to be right? I don't think Orlando's going to be right because I think that athletes are human. And you have every right at any moment, Tiki, to slap me across the face digitally and say, you're not an athlete. Shut your freaking mouth. I think the human nature of losing a brother, losing a teammate to not an injury, not a broken hand, not a hamstring, a freaking torn Achilles.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Is depressing. And I don't know if the humans in that room, as talented as they are going to be able to combat that tonight in Boston. So you tell me if I'm wrong, Teak, but I do think that that is a huge cloud that hovers above the Celtics as they try to keep their season alive.
Well, so much is going to depend, and this is why Jaylen Brown is getting so much attention right now, pregame and pre this game five, because it now falls, I don't want to say solely on him, because obviously they have some good players on that team, guys who can make shots. Pritchard is one and others, but he now takes on the leadership role.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.